This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinians rallied by the thousands early Friday after ceasefire took effect in the latest Gaza war, with many viewing it as a costly but clear victory for the Islamic militant group Hamas over a far more powerful Israel. The 11-day war left more than 200 dead, the vast majority Palestinians, and brought widespread devastation to the already impoverished Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip. But the rocket barrages that brought life to a standstill in much of Israel were seen by many Palestinians as a bold response to perceived Israeli abuses in Jerusalem, the emotional heart of the conflict. In remarks, U.S. President Joe Biden says that there's genuine opportunity to make progress toward peace.
I believe the Palestinians and Israelis equally deserve to live safely and securely and to enjoy equal measures of freedom, prosperity, and democracy.
And in response, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the people of Gaza will still need assistance to rebuild.
I appeal to the international community to work with the United Nations on developing an integrated, robust package of support for a swift, sustainable reconstruction and recovery that supports the Palestinian people and strengthens their institutions. I stress that Israeli and Palestinian leaders have a responsibility beyond the restoration of calm to start a serious dialogue to address the root causes of the conflict.
And again, the 11-day war left more than 200 dead, the vast majority of them Palestinians, and again bringing widespread devastation to the already impoverished Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip. The rocket barrages brought life to a standstill for the period, with the international community crying for a ceasefire. This is VOA News. The White House said on Thursday that North Korea will be a key topic when U.S. President Joe Biden meets with South Korean President Moon Jae-in Friday. Moon has been hoping to use this first summit with President Biden to press a legacy policy of engaging North Korea, as Washington has played down the prospect of any quick impetus on the issue. Biden is set to prioritize boosting cooperation with Seoul and regional security more broadly, notably in response to the challenge posed by China in high-tech industries like microchips, the coronavirus pandemic, and advancing policy on climate change. The UN Refugee Agency has made an unusual plea for the Biden administration to lift the pandemic-related restrictions on people seeking asylum in the United States. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, on Thursday asked for an end to so-called Title 42 authority. It's named for a section of an obscure 1944 U.S. public health law that former President Donald Trump used last year to effectively end asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. President Biden has kept the policy in place, though he exempted children traveling alone. Grandi says protecting public health and the right to seek asylum are fully compatible. A detention facility in the U.S. state of Georgia, where women claim that they were subjected to unwanted medical procedures, and a Massachusetts jail that has drawn complaints of inhumane conditions, will no longer be used to detain immigrants, according to the Biden administration. The Department of Homeland Security said it would terminate contracts with the local government agency that runs the detention center in North Dartmouth, Massachusetts, and with the private operator in Irwin County Detention Center, Georgia. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, a part of DHS, has already significantly reduced the detainee population at both facilities. Any detainees the U.S. believes should remain in custody will be transferred elsewhere. Fewer Americans sought unemployment aid last week, the latest encouraging sign for the rebounding U.S. economy, just as Republican-led states are moving to cut off a federal benefit for the jobless. 23 states from Texas and Georgia to Ohio and Iowa plan to begin blocking a $300 a week federal payment for the unemployment or unemployed starting in June, according to the Associated Press analysis. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.